Okay, everybody, welcome to the Now What community call. My name is Laura Berman-Fortgang, and we do these calls about quarterly, just to open up a phone line where you can call in and ask questions about your career transition. I'm the author of Now What, 90 Days to New Life Directions, and I've trained hundreds of coaches to use this methodology, so I'm going to wonder now for a moment, do we have it? Hi, Meredith. Welcome. Any of our authorized facilitators on the line tonight? I don't think so. Okay, but those, if you're curious about them, you can find them on nowwhatcoaching.com. Anyway, yes, like I said, I am the author of Now What, 90 Days to a New Life Direction, my TEDx talk called How to Find Your Dream Job Without Ever Looking at Your Resume, brings a lot of people to this call. So we had loads of people sign up tonight. A lot of people just get the recording. So I think we have a handful of people live on the call tonight. But what makes these calls is your questions. So I was saying offline before I started the recording that this is not a lecture. This is not, you know, a download of information. This isn't like a free class that leads to selling you something else. This is really an open call to, whether you're reading my book or not, help people get some clarity or some forward motion on whatever you're wondering about in terms of your career transition. So, with that said, Hassan did email me today with a situation, so I'm going to start with him and be ready to ask your question. So, Hassan, are you ready?
Yeah, ready.
You're ready. Okay. So can I read a little bit of this so that people know what we're talking about?
Sure, of course.
Okay, so we have Hassan up in the middle of the night in the UK. Appreciate you calling in. And he's got a job in accountancy, so we call that an accountant over here, right? So you want to give up your job and set up your own infrastructure and for a finance organization to develop infrastructure in a third world, in third world countries. However, you're finding it impossible to make the move as you have no resources and you're afraid that you'll have no income for a long time and not be able to support your family. So, what you've wanted to do all your life, you're approaching 50 and you have no motivation in your current job. However, you have two kids in college or university and two in high school, and you only have the equity in your house. So, all right, my new friend. What do you want to say for yourself? Anything you want to add to that?
While I was in this job, I did a degree, I did a master's so that I could find out about this the field I wanted to go into. So I've invested a lot academically in it. But
right.
Once I did my master's, I found that, wanted either to apply for a job in this new area, but because of my age, I feel that I might have some restrictions there, but the other is to just set up on my own. But every time I've tried to do this, reality has hit me in the face. And I
of course.
And until 2 or 3 days ago, I just resigned myself, actually, to just continuing in my job. At least it brings in the money every month.
So you quit your job? You did?
No, I haven't. I haven't quit it, no.
Oh, okay. I thought you said you put in your notice. Okay, so
when I said I resigned, I said I resigned to my situation then. Maybe I'm not.
Oh, meaning like you just have to, got it. You resigned yourself. Got it.
Yeah.
Okay, so your situation is not unlike some, you know, any of the situations that I run into. Hey, everybody, if you have your line open, press star 6 to mute, and when you go to ask a question, you can press star 6 again to unmute, because it makes it a little noisy on the call, all the background noise. Great, thank you so much. All right, so, are you abandoning your family? Are you willing to abandon your family and run away from home? Yes or no?
No, not really.
Okay. So, so what are your options then? What are your options? To find a job in this new field, even though it may be less money. What other options?
The other options is to.
What other options?
Sell my house, buy another property, use some of the money I save to invest.
To finance some of this.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a possibility. What other options do you have?
Another option is to muddle through, try and do build contact part time on the weekends or do holidays here and there. That's difficult sometimes because after you come home from work.
You're exhausted.
Yeah.
And you're doubly exhausted because you don't like what you're doing.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry. Let me interrupt you, Hassan. There's some noise on the call, so if you're speaking to someone in the background, just press *6 so that we don't have to hear you, and you can press *6 to unmute when you want to ask a question. Thank you. All right. So back to you. Like I said, this is not unlike a lot of situations that I see. So before I, I don't want to dole out advice, and we also can't do full coaching sessions on this call, but I do want to ask you about your dream of always doing this. What you've always thought about, what, lifelong dream to, is it in this form that you've dreamt of it, or you've dreamt of traveling, or you've dreamt of helping people in different countries? What is it that's really the dream that's been with you forever?
The dream, well, it's to build something. I mean, actually, interestingly, my own boss said this to me. He said that, I've noticed that when you do a project, once you build something, you do very well, but in other routine things, you get bored. So I think I've always wanted to build something, and because my parents came from a third world country, I always wanted to build infrastructure in those countries. And I wanted to build transport systems.
So has the lifelong dream been building something, or has the lifelong dream been specifically about building in third world countries?
It's been about building, preferably in several countries, but also in any other country, if it helps people, if it makes people's lives better. So I suppose in the developing world would be a first choice, but also in any other country, I wouldn't mind.
I'm just curious. I'm trying to get to the root of the dream, because I the philosophy of the whole Now What program is, it's not about your resume and it's not about, what you're trained to do. It's about an inside-out approach to, who are you organically. So I'm just trying, some of our childhood dreams, whether they come true or not, are part of how we're wired or just organically in our DNA. And, if you're wired for building things, so that's what fascinates you. And then you've added meaning to that with building in places that, would give back, as your family had come from some place that, now deserves your attention since you've been the beneficiary of actually getting away from some of that. You want to go back and help. I get that. You're 50. Don't hold that against yourself. And you have the reality of having to support a family and a lifestyle. So the options that are available to you are, being able to take your financial acumen to an organization that already does something like this.
Yeah.
And work your way through and up. It may have to be, like you said, a hobby for a while. And the answer may not be necessarily having your own company that does this. And it also could be a not-for-profit thing that you do on a smaller scale, and it's not your full-time job. I have somebody here in my area, in my neighborhood, who has a full-time job, had taken a trip somewhere where he discovered that children were often being held as basically slaves. And he now has a nonprofit organization that he raises money for. It's his. He created it. And they go in and they save children every year. They go in and take kids, get them out of there, get them to safe places, get them with families and homes. And and he has never quit his job. That's what he does. So, you know, the way you presented it to me as an all or nothing situation and you're heartbroken and you hate what you do, the way to start moving towards this may be very small. And can you live with that idea, or does it have to be an all or nothing thing?
No, actually, I'd love to do it as a non-profit. And you know, on the weekend or on holidays, I'd love to do that. In fact, what you told me is actually very interesting, because when I did write my feelings down that where I wanted to get to, I said I'd make two organizations, a non-profit and a for-profit. But I suppose, yes, while I'm in this full-time job, my lifestyle, just working on a non-profit might be more fulfilling, and might actually enable me to fulfill what I wanted to achieve. So that is a good idea. Yeah.
Good. All right, so just because we have other people on the call and, you know, this isn't a full coaching relationship, let's leave it at that little opening for you tonight. But that goes for anyone out there who, you know, there's just something that seems so out of reach. The way to do it is to start. You know, whether you talk to other people who have done it, you find other organizations who have done it, or you start it on a very small scale. How we become less dissatisfied with, you know, life or our job is to start turning up the volume, I like to say, like do more of what it is that lights you up, even if it's on a very small scale, because you just don't know where it may lead. So thank you for staying up till 2 in the morning to call into this call.
No, thank
and if you want to go to bed, you can hang up. No one else can hang up, but it's 2 in the morning for you. Thank you so much. All right,
no,
you can always email me if you have another question.
No, that's very great, very kind of you, Laura. I didn't realize actually through this call I would get this one-to-one, but
yes, absolutely. Thank you. I'm glad you came up. Good. Who's next? Let me see. I don't think there were any other email questions tonight, so now we're going to have to go live. Live and unrehearsed. Anybody?
Hello, Laura.
Don't forget you might. Good. I thought you might be muted and forgot that you muted. Okay. Hello. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hey, Laura. It's Anna.
Oh, sorry.
Oh. Go ahead.
You go.
Are you sure? I heard the deeper voice first.
You go, because I'm cooking, so I'll listen.
Okay.
Oh, all right, don't want to burn the house down.
You'll be next cooking. Don't burn it.
Okay.
All right.
It's Anna from New York City.
Hi.
So I like when you said turn up the volume to do something that lights you up, even if it's sort of like, you know, part-time and not the full-time because you can't make the complete switch over. How do you do that when you have a job where you need the job for the income and it currently is so demanding? I mean, I could work 15-hour days and still not get everything done.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like
mm-hmm.
it's killing me. And sometimes I wake up going, what am I doing with my life? Because this job
right.
has just got me, it owns me. And I can't figure out, every time I try to get some balance, I kind of fall right back to that same slave work.
Well, tell me more about your job. Like, what is it that makes it run over the edges and be a constant thing? Is it deadline driven? Is it
it's
demanding boss?
Yes,
what is
it? It's definitely deadline driven for sure. But it's because I'm in a situation where I took on this role about a year and a half ago. I was at the same firm. They asked me to step into this role because somebody was leaving, because I had the background for it, and I took it over. And it had been a 4-person team. And when I was asked to take up the role, I was also nonchalantly mentioned I'd be doing some of the roles another person had done, and they had fired that person the Friday before they wanted me to take this role. So there were going to be two people down. Then last summer, and then a few months later, the head of the group retired, which I knew was coming. And then last summer, another person left, so we went from four people to one people. So I'm not doing the job of four people, but I'm doing the job of definitely over one. Maybe I don't know if it's 1.5, 1.7, maybe it's sometimes it feels like it's 2.0, and that's why that's why. That's all I just said is why. So
all right, got it. So, do you have interest in keeping this job?
No, because of they may be winding down the group.
Right.
I think it's not long
term. So that's all the answer I need there.
Yep.
Stop.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
Drop dead date anyway.
Good. So right then and there, it means you have to just set boundaries around your time. And,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, you don't stay past six, or you don't, you know, like you start changing the rules. And, you know, and you show people or your boss or whoever, and you say, oh, these are the priorities. Okay, and then you just brought me another priority. So where should this one go in the list of priorities?
And I have done that
because
today
I have to push back.
Yeah. Ironically, I got given another project today that's a huge project. And I said, well, and I didn't finish something else he wants me to do. And I said, well, but then now this quarter run stuff came up, and I'm working on this. You know, like this is a priority. I said, unless you tell me otherwise. And he agreed, well, that's your priority. So it's just like, it's freaking endless. And I texted a friend and said, okay, I'm going to be the new 9-to-5 girl. I'm going to be the I'm taking lunch girl. I'm going to be the I'm going to go out and network my ass off. And, you know, it's like, I know what I have to do, and then I fall back. And it's like, I'm crazy.
So here's the secret. The secret is you have to do the thing that's about you either first or with a strict boundary, you know, like you do take lunch, and you know you don't take the lunch order for everybody. You do take lunch and you leave, even if it's
actually,
for 15 minutes to make a phone call.
Actually,
hold on 1 second. Hold on. There's an open line. We can hear you talking. Can you please press *6 and mute yourself? Please press *6 and mute yourself if you're not talking directly to me. Thank you. Okay, so look.
I just want to let you know that I'm a remote worker, so I'm working from home. So I don't, you know, I think that also gets in the way that you tend to just sit in that seat and keep working and working and working. It's you know.
Okay, so you have no excuse then. Sorry.
Okay.
Sorry, but you have no excuse. You're at the hand of your own mercy. So I go right back to what I said. If you're thinking of leaving that job and you're looking for a new one, or you're in a process of reinvention and you need to put time towards thinking about your reinvention, you need to schedule that first every day. That's what gets done, period. No one's looking at you. No one's going to see you sneak away, et cetera, et cetera. So it's your own discipline at this time, and it's also who can hold you accountable. If you need an accountability partner, even if it's just a friend, and you say, you have to call me every morning at 10:30 and find out what I did towards getting out of my job today.
You know, I actually tried that with a friend, and she wasn't the kind of person who could hold me accountable for
that. Well, then you need to find another friend, or you need to pay a coach. All right, but you know what? I want to point out something that you're doing. I need to point out something that you're doing. This doesn't mean that I'm right and my judgment is the best, et cetera, but I do want to point out that you've had a yeah, but to every single thing that I've said. And the number of yeah, buts is in direct correlation to the depth of your fear.
Well, yeah, I've definitely been addressing fear lately, for sure. Yep.
Exactly. So the more we say, yeah, but you don't understand, but no, I tried that, but no, you don't know my business, but that's just a reflection of how scary it is to make a change. Not a reflection of all those truths, all the things in your way. It's a reflection of how scary it is to make a change.
Yeah, I think some days I feel completely fearless and I'm confident in myself. Other days I'm like, but wait a minute, how old am I? Who's going to hire me? What's going to happen? Oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. So it's a lot of that going on, too.
And that's what stops you. Right. So, you know, just because you think it doesn't mean you should believe it.
Right.
And the proof is in taking action.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So do you know what you want to go for next? Is it the same kind of job, you just have to do it somewhere else?
Yeah, it'll either be the same or something similar. And I have been extremely overactive networking with events, professional events lately, like a mad woman, and making good connections. So I'm starting the path to doing that. You know, I'm not
getting anything
down.
Is your resume ready to go out?
Nope.
That's your first step.
Yes, I know.
So that's your first step, is that, you know, when I say do it first every day, so for the next 5 business days or sooner, you're spending half an hour on your resume every morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Okay. Thank you.
All right. You have your work cut out for you.
I do.
All right. Combat the fear. Thank you. All right. All right. Our lady who is cooking. You still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. Everyone's terrified. I'm not going to ask her a question.
No. I am muted because I figured the next person was going to speak. So I don't know if you just asked me, am I there or the next person?
The lady who was cooking.
Cooking, yeah. I don't know what cooking
girl is.
Okay. I'm going to be right.
I was cooking. But
there she is. The cooking person. I need the cook. I promised the cooking person she'd be next. There she is. What's your name?
It's Roxanne.
Roxanne. All right.
I'm in Texas.
Awesome.
I have a similar story to the last woman, except, you know, my it's the same story. You know, mm-hmm. Your job is just, it's so crushing. I just need to move on. But I'm struggling with how to figure out what to move on next to. I've been full tilt for, you know, 40 years. Do this, do that, do that. Other people come first. Other people. Now it's my turn, and I don't know what I want to do. So I've, mm-hmm. started, you know, I purchased your book, and I did. I don't know how many chapters I did. I got to the part where you had to do your timeline, life history, bullet point.
Your life story. Yes, chapter 4.
Yeah, and it's like. Okay, first of all, that was a journey.
Yeah, it is a journey.
Yeah, and I myself cannot find any patterns. So I don't know how to, you know, how do you work that to help get over that? I mean, do you have any advice?
All right, so I don't have your story in front of me.
No.
Right. So let's not talk about the themes for a second. Did you have a driving motivator? For those of you that don't know what we're talking about, this chapter 4 of Now What, 90 Days to New Life Direction, I ask people for a life story, not their resume, and we look for three particular lenses, and the one that I'm asking Roxanne about is the driving motivator. So the driving motivator could be a vow you made, or a reaction to something in your life that actually worked for you for a really long time and may no longer fit you anymore. So do you remember ever making a vow like, I won't be like that, or I'll prove that, or I'll show them, or anything you can remember?
No, the only thing I can remember is I grew up relatively, I was poor, but not poor. You know, I never was left, you know, not getting things I needed, you know, but we weren't well off, so I always vowed that I would get out of that situation, and, you know, I would live in the suburbs and have the suburban life and all that that goes with it, you know, the nice house, the car, and all that. Well, I have it, but I'm still, you know, I'm just not where I should be in terms of enjoying what I'm doing.
Okay.
You know, I'm also, I'm hitting that midlife 50 years, and it's like, I'm going to say it's midlife. But, you know. I'm
okay, so what do you have been doing? What have you been doing? What are you doing?
I work in corporate retail, which, if you follow retail, the whole industry's struggling anyway just because of the constant change, and it's just not what it used to be. It's no longer fun, and it's, you know, rinse and repeat, and a lot of the people...
If you could have your way, what would you want to be doing? So, okay, wave the magic coaching wand. What would you be doing instead?
Only thing I know is that I want to be my own boss. I am just so tired of... I just want to do my own thing. But I don't know what that thing is. You know, and unlike the woman prior, I would kill to work from home. I have an hour and a half commute one way, and I'm 3 hours on the road. By the time I get home, there's not much left, and I'm hitting the ground running, cooking at 8 o'clock.
Right.
But, you know, so I'm trying to do the self-discovery, and I know it's just, you got to get that thought, and you got to make it happen. And it's just, I'm just kind of stuck. And, you know, I did update my resume, but it was to find a job closer to home in the interim of me figuring out what I really want to do, you know. And that's not necessarily the right answer either, but I can't continue this commute. It's killing me.
And have you ever asked to be able to work from home one day a week? Or?
Yeah.
Similar
to the other woman, we have meetings every day, and we've had... quite a few downsizes recently. We lost 4 people on our team, so there's no opportunity for that.
All right. So are you in the position to support yourself for a year without an income?
No, because I'm dealing with kids in college, and I'm the breadwinner.
Mm-hmm.
My husband earns a nice living, but, you know, we've talked about this isn't the right time to downsize and do that, just because right now the housing market, you couldn't downsize for what we still owe. You know, it's like a break even. And just dealing with the kids in college. So I'm trying to, and even if I did, what would I do? I don't know, you know.
Okay, let me just put you on hold for a second. We either have somebody who's dog is snoring into the phone, or someone fell asleep on the line. Wake up! Am I the only one hearing that? Star 6, to mute yourself, please. All right, so back to you, Roxanne. All right, so not a lot of choices, right? So the options are find a job closer to home, cut the commute, which is not out of the question.
Yeah, and I feel like I've been doing that now I've been looking for a job for, well, it's the on again, off again hobby, you know, okay.
Well, how many resumes a week do you send out?
Right now I'm lucky if I get 2, because...
Right, so it's not enough.
I know.
So, as you heard me say to the other person, do you have Wi-Fi on do you have to take the train or do you drive to work?
I drive.
Bummer. But, you know, even if you sent 2 resumes a day, you would be upping your resume thing. So set an alarm on your phone for, even if it's at night, last thing you do before you go to bed.
Well,
that
that's
you're sending out.
I do try, but I fall asleep while I'm looking for jobs. And there's got to be a better strategy.
Well, the better strategy is first thing in the morning. That's always the rule. But, if you know, I know you have to get out of the house. So, you know, schedule it. You know, I know that people have meetings. I know that people have commutes. I know they have everything. But if you actually put it in your schedule, it is more likely to happen than when we go, I'll get to it.
Yeah, and I understand that. But I guess my other question really is, I can schedule that, and I can keep pushing for that, but it's like a short-term solution to me trying still to figure out what is it that I really want to be spending my time on, not looking for a short-term solution.
Yeah, but you just also told me that you're not willing, you can't downsize right now, you're not willing to, and you still have a way to go with getting your financial strategy in order. It's not out of the question to start your own business, but it takes... I'd say a minimal, it depends how big your network is and what you would do, but it's going to take depending if it's a brick and mortar thing or if it's an at home thing, it can take 1 to 3 years for a service business and 3 to 5 years for a store to make money.
Yeah, no, I get that.
So, you know, it's not impossible. I'm not going to say that it's not possible, but it's about, you know, even if the answer is doing something on your own, you're going to need to have some kind of cushion to make that happen or be willing to take a huge risk.
Right.
So, you know, I get what you're saying. I get where you feel totally squeezed. And whether it's to send out resumes or it's to keep exploring your options, you've got to make the time.
Yeah.
And if you send me your life story done the way I asked for it or on the in the book, I will take a quick look and tell you where you're missing your things.
Okay. Yeah,
missing the theme.
Yeah.
Actually, let's start it this way. Email me, lbf@lauraburmanforkgang.com, and we'll initiate the process.
Okay.
I'll say what to do from
you.
There. Just say, Laura, you told me to email you.
Yeah.
All right, but for everybody else that's listening, you know, the life story process, as it's described in the book, is about trying to find the themes through your life, the vows you may have declared, and the dreams that you've had, and they're interpreted completely differently than just, you know, saying, you know, according to my resume and all the experience I have, this would be the most logical step to take now. Next. Most of us are unhappy about our work. It's not about taking the next logical step. And also it's looking at, and this goes for you too, Roxanne, is to look at, you know, what are the things that you're putting up with at your job? You know, Roxanne told us about the commute, and your reaction that you want to have your own business means you're probably feeling like caged in or sick with having people telling you what to do. But you need to look at, if you make a list of 10 to 25 things that annoy you about your life and your work right now, and then you take that list and instead of just reading the negative, on the other side of the page, write the positive. So, you know, I hate my commute. I want to work 30 minutes from home or less or work at home. I can't stand how deadline-driven my work is. I want to do something that has more flexibility. So it's not just looking at the complaints. It's actually moving each of those complaints to something you do want, because everything you hate, there's something on the other side that you do want, right? I hate my commute. I want to work from home. I hate my boss. I want to work for someone who respects me and who's creative. So this goes for everyone who's listening on the call tonight. Make that list, because you can actually start moving things on that list right now. And the more you move things on that list, the more energy you have for the job search or for the reflection that it takes to find the next step. So thank you, Roxanne, for that. And
thank
let's
you.
See if we have someone else who we can fit onto the call tonight. Who's next? Tell me your name and where you're from. Hello, come on, don't be shy. Hi, who just unmuted themselves? All right, well, this is what, when we get to the end of people willing to talk, we get to the end of the call. You sure that's what you want? All right, everyone. We had some really great examples tonight. Example number one, that maybe there's something you can do in the short term to bring the big dream into reality. Example number two, fear will tell us a lot of things about why we can't do things. And that's going to be reflected in how many excuses we have. And it just means we have to do it first. Make it a priority. And you know, when we have it, like in our third example, just feeling totally squeezed is not a moment to think, not a moment to do anything differently. We just have to rethink all the ways something has to give. So we can hear you speaking in the background. Did somebody want to say something? All right, folks. One more chance. Anyone have a question or anything they want to ask about career transition? All right, I'm going to bring this to a close. I'm going to invite you to take a look at nowwhatcoaching.com for when our next call may be. Make sure you're on our newsletter list, which you are if you're here, probably. And I try to do things at different price points to make this available to people. So you have these free calls. You have a book for $15. We have a home study kit now where you get videos and I walk you through everything. So you can work with one of my associate coaches or you can work with me. And all that can be found on nowwhatcoaching.com. And stay tuned because we have some offerings coming up for the summer and fall. Thank you all for being here. You will receive this recording, and you know where to find me, lbs@lauraburmanforking.com. I hope we answered your questions tonight. Thanks, everybody. Good night.
Thank you.